Before I start, I think we owe Yasha Kirk to Rabbi Yitzchak Bassa for his organizational skills, his exuberance, his constant perseverance to form such a chabura. Can I know there's a large chabura? It's the largest Chesh Mishvah chabura that I know of in Lakewood's history. And it basically was done single-handedly, and I think we all have our karas hatov. Today's chabura, I'll call it, is basically just a hakdama. Things that are more yisaidistic, that are rather not mufurish, I would say, like in the sugyas, it's a bekanan and azov, it's more the backdrop, but it's nageh, because when you learn through Rishonim, you see a lot of the yisaidis today hopefully could be used throughout the parak. The first half of the chibur, I'm going to want to talk about the makar. Where's the makar that there's a chiyav hashava? We start the Mishnah all about chiyav hashava, shtos. Later on, where's the makar that there's such a thing called a hashavas ana? The second half I'm going to want to talk about is to be magdir, to understand what is the iser ana, and what is the iser ana, and what is the chiv hashava for the ana. You'll see what I mean. Alright, koidum kol, as everyone knows or should know, that besides the chiv, I know there's also a lav in the Torah. Al toinu yesh ezachiv. There's a lav in the Torah. So there's actually, and I know there are two chalakim. There's the lav, and there's also the chiv chazara. The Rambam, Tosh, Shulchan Aruch, they all bring down that it's also lohinis. It's a lav midaraisa. And then, of course, we have our Mishnah, which talks about the chazaris and the chiv hashava. Those are the two nekudas. And these two nekudas are lav dafka toli zebezeh. You could have situations where you could have a lav and not have a chiyav hashava. There are numerous examples throughout the perek, depending on which rishonim. Just ledugma, harvei rishonim hold that the miyut of avodim, kakois, shtaris, these type of miyutim are only a miyut in the chiyav hashava, but they're still going to be, and it's a lav. It's separable. Two dinim are separable. It's lav dafka, one and the same. They're two separate dinim. You're going to see, if you're ma'ayin in the Rambam, you're going to see that when the Rambam categorizes halachas, you know, Perek Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, you'll see that in Perek Yud Beis, when he talks about certain exceptions to the rule, the miyutim on, you know, those that he brings down in Perek Yud Beis are only a miyut on the chiyav chazara, but they're still going to be alav. He even uses a different lashon. It's not chayiv b'chazara, whatever his lashon was. Mashenkin in Perek Yud Gimel, when he talks about examples of things where nismait in the parasha veino, those things the Rama uses a stronger lashon, and those things are nismait lagarmi. They say don't have the chiyav chazara, and they also don't have the isyano. Tuk v'tishkak. All right. Oh, that's what we're going to discuss. Could you find the other way around? Could you find in yonim that there's going to be a chiyav chazara without a nisa? And we'll see v'techa dvarim. You're going to see some examples, perhaps, of that. All right, let's start. The Pnei Yeshua asked the Kasha. Pnei Yeshua is here in Hazov, but Shleib Mimkaim, it's in the Nevavim at Aleph. Pnei Yeshua is trying to search for the Makar of the Chiyav Chazara. How do we know that there's a Chiyav Hashava by Ano? L'goydo t'miyosa, he says, L'mota b'shum mefarish v'paisik, eizetam menolon, that is a Hashava by Ano. It's not just them that he's groping, he doesn't know where it comes from, but he didn't even find anyone else who's magish the problem. And B'tei Chedvarim Pnei Yeshua Barvarns, he says, and you can't tell me that it's because of a cloud that we have, which means that Hayesa Tari said, Leisenu. So if I am Ma'ana, and I'm doing something which is the Rachmana said, Leisavid, it should be Yavid Leimahani, so I should have to give it back. He says, because we paskin Yavid Mahani. So that can't be the Eitzim. Now the Pnei Yeshua paskins the Yavid Mahani, but rather the Reif Paiskin paskin the Yavid Loi Mahani. It's a Shala had a Taj of the Gemara in Tmura. Why not? Okay. So maybe Chazal understood that the problem was in the extra money. Okay, we'll discuss. So grada we rei poiskim, not we, but rei poiskim paskim grada not like Pnei Yeshua, that iyoved loy mahani. So Abizai would have a simple solution to this problem, where the makar of Chazar Sanoi is from Poshet, the Yavid Lai Mahani. In regards to Minchas Chinuch, you look it up, Minchas Chinuch and Shin Lamed Zayin, Takanem Zon, that the Makar for the Chazar Sanoi is the Yavid Lai Mahani. So one problem with this var is just mitzias. It means if you're going to learn that the whole chi of Chazar Sanoi is from the love of the Yavid Lai Mahani, it should come out that it's impossible to find a mitzias where you're going to have a chi of Chazara without the love. Because the whole chi of Chazar nemzach from the love, at the Yavid Lai Mahani, if a kimoshel leis atziah that there is no love, then avad, I'm not going to have a chi of Chazara. Which would come out that it only goes one way. You could have the love without the chi of Chazara, but you'll never find a case that there's a chi of Chazara without the love. That's what should come out, like this chajin of Bnei Yeshua and the Minchas Chinuch. By karka, let's say it's a meat, by karka avodim, these things, so they touch up the meat, it's only in the chiv chazor and not on the lav. It's much like as Yishenim, but that way it's, you could deher, but the other way it's impossible. You can never have a chiv chazor without the lav, because all chiv chazor is as Yavid Leimani. So Kaidan Kol, I'll give you two dugmois, not like that. First dugma is that Miat Hashem, if you medayik in Yishenim, in Chuvis, you're going to see Kama v'kama Rishonim, Marit, and Shuvis, other Makaris, that the whole love of Ino is only Kishe'ina Ladaitri. In Medaik and Rishonim, you see that Kaseidim, Nochanant. It's only if you know that you're being Ma'ana. It could be still B'Shegek, Lamosha, you're being Ma'ana, and you thought there was a Mutter to be Ma'ana. So good, so you could have the Issa Ino B'Shegek, but it has to be midas. You have to be aware that you're overcharging. If you're not aware that you're overcharging, you think this is the real price and you made a mistake, that's bechlal not einot. The chefs of einot is, I'm taking advantage of you. If I'm not taking advantage of you because I don't know that I'm overcharging, that's not the mitzias of einot. It doesn't pass to say, oh, that's einot b'shoyga. It's not einot. Einot means I know that I'm overcharging you. So that you could have sometimes. The shoyga usually be mazed, good. But the mitzias of einot is only you do it ladas. So what would be in the case where you overcharge somebody and you weren't aware that you're overcharging him? So you're zichanat over alav, so like the Pnei Shun, the Minchas Chinuch, like this shlav, it should come out, there's no chiv chazara. And avada, that's not the case. Avada, there is a chiv chazara, even if you didn't know that you're overcharging. It's with Fuhr Rambam. In fact, that's you talking what the Rambam is trying to do. He says, afop, he gives a case, a Tosefta's case, even in a case where you didn't know that you're overcharging, still there's a chiv chazara. Could be that's what he's trying to, bavarn, good. But it's a mfusha halacha. You can have a chiv chazara without the love. Another
mitzvah.
I'm assuming the point of the Rishonim. It's mfusha kaseid anochananti Rishonim. It's mfusha shuvis marit that the whole mitzvah of the no is only when you do a badat. If you don't do badat, you're not over and say no. It's a chinuch. It's a ramban. It's a rosh. It's a, like I mentioned, Marit, it's a Tashbat, it's Nochanant. It's Vechena Vechena. Alright, another mitzias is what would be in a case where you have a cotton she'ina. Chazal have a takonas bu'utis, they have a masakin that even a cotton has a koyach to be makna, nice of a nice thing. What would be if a cotton is ma'ana? The Gemara and Shulchan Aruch talks about a cotton she'niz ana. And it says, Dino Kegodol, Pachim Mishus is Machila, Shtus is Maxa, you know, yes, Mishus is Bito Megan. What would be in a case, God, the Pachim Mishus is Machlex Ram and Rive, but good, that's how we passkin. What would be in a case if the cotton is Ma'ana somebody else? Is there a Chiv Chazara? So Mufush and Nesivis and Rachel Amir Hey, that there is a Chiv Chazara on the cotton to give back. A cotton is not over beloved. He's a love bar ancient, he's a love bar mitzvah, he's a cotton. So you have a case that you can't tell on him, Yavid Leimahani, he didn't do anything wrong. It was like, he doesn't have a problem of Komadom Rakmano Leisavin. And nevertheless, he has a Chiv Chazara. So you see, you could have a case, another case, where you have a Chiv Chazara without the love of Ino. And Yetzir Shem, we'll go back to a cotton shortly. I'll bring you Nesivis in Reish Lamed Hei. It's a ribbis ksutzah because of leis avid yavid lamani. It's ribbis ksutzah because. Okay, but it's a lot. It's a lot mefurish raket.
Yeah, so they say the sivis has a reason for raket, but
the sivis. It's everyone, whatever.
No, that is raket.
Pnei Yeshua, it's everyone.
Tosis.
If you make the chedron, you make the chedron yourself. We'll revisit this issue in a second. And then Bechlal, to say that Yavad Leimahani, the way it works in Lamdis, to say that that would be the Chiv Chazar, it's going to be problematic, as we'll see in the second part of the Chaburim. All right. Comes along Pnei Yeshua, he didn't hold the Teretz Yavad Leimahani, so he had a different Teretz. What's his Teretz? His Teretz is Stam. We have a Gemara in the beginning of Ezel Neshech that's Mendama, Gezel, Ribbis, Vano, and tries to learn one from the other two. The Atzad HaShovish have been named that the Ur trying to be Mechasa Mamun Chaveri. It's all Mine Gzela, Mine Mechasa Mamun Chaveri. So since the Ur in one Shlav, the Ur learned out from each other, so Zot Pnei Yeshua, so the Makar too, the Chiv Chazar Vano is going to be Veshav is Gzela, simple. We find Veshav as Gzela by Gezel. So if Ainoa is a form of Gzela, so Avada Veshav Gzela goes on Gezel as well. That's what Pnei Yeshua says. And God of Pnei Yeshua says the same thing again at Samach Aleph Amid Beis, the Yeses Eis. Again, he puts together Gezel, Ribbis, Ainoa, all put together because it is Gemara. You see that they're all Mine Gzela. And Mameli says that Dava Poshet, that Ribbis, Ainoa is Gezel Gomeninu. Hayes Gezel is learned out from them. Umameila Zakta, the Vahishav has Exela, which is said by Exela, Avada Olayo Namikoi, is going on Ribbis and Ano as well. Fush Pneshu Ribbis as well, yes. All right, so Leitis Pshat, we have a simple Eitzel, Alt Vahishav has Exela. Okay, that's a Sugi and Ribbis, we're giving Ano now. But yeah, in economy, we have to be Magdir. Okay. Now, Lemais, if you look in the Shut Achiez and Chelek Gimel, the end of Pei Aleph, Simon Pei Aleph, he has a whole Maroch, a beautiful Maroch, and all the Nafkin medias throughout, Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, how it could be Negea to a cotton. It's an amazing piece. You get a glimpse of his Pei Aleph, you get a glimpse of his, I don't know, Hekev Gadlus Bikiyas, I mean, Neira volume. 30, maybe 35 different Mitzias, how he clears with Lomdis why cotton would be different. And one of the cases he's clearing that one towards the end of the Simon, he clears what would be if a cotton is ma'ana somebody else? Will he have a Chiv Chazara? He doesn't quote the Nasivis. And he says that if you're going to tell me it's as Leisainu, a cotton is not Oiva Leisainu, because he's Lav B'nei Mitzis Ninu, so Avada shouldn't have a Chiv Chazara. He says, Shuv, he thought into it, know that Avada, the Chiv Chazara, is learned down from Veshav, it's like Zeyla, so Mamel, even a cotton Shino, Avada will be Chayv Chazara. So basically, you see, B'toich Dvar of HaKadoshim, you see that he was Mamish had the Shakla Vatayah of the Pnei Yeshua. Like on the Tzadet, Tzadzi Yavad Loimahani, Taka wouldn't pass by a cotton. But on the Tzadet, Tzadzi Veshav, it's like Zeyla, Avada would pass by a cotton. So at the end, now you have a Achiezer, Lachayr as well, that goes like Pnei Yeshua, that the Chiv, the Makar, is Tzadzi Veshav, it's like Zeyla. Sorry? Bechila Pachas Mishas. Yais Mishas is a bit of Mecca. Kadesh Yerla Tag is a Mechila, like any other thing you have a Mechila. If I owe you money in your Mecca, you make it. Okay, Mechila by Gzela is a whole Shaila, Steers Nesivis with his Sefer on Ebenezer, whatever, it's a whole, it's not for now. All right. Okay, so they discuss that. That's, all right. No, Maisa is a Tumfush. But Veheshev is Megal to us that that's the Chiv. So Memeli is obligated. And they don't how he can be mon from a cotton. So Gadol Yachayaza says, Kalichashi. He's Gadol Yumon from him. But that's the Veheshev is Megal to us that he has a Chiv. He has an obligation. It's like he borrowed money. If he borrowed money, he owes the money. It's called a Shiloh. But the way, let's say, we pass, he owes the money. So then, who adin, he'll have a Chiv here. Now it's the Mitzvah Shabbat. It's the Chiv Mamnin, which licked in Veheshev is a guy. It's just learned down. And the Mice, it's also a Kirat Sefer. If you look in the Kirat Sefer over here, Machir and Perkid Beis, don't look at the old Kirat Sefer because it's not there. But if you look in the Hagoyis, Mabit wrote Hagoyis on his Kirat Sefer. It's printed in the Maria, I believe, Lamed Tes. Could be someone told me if there's a new Kirat Sefer, could be they already knew about these Hagoyis. Basically, I didn't look it up. But over there, he spells out clearly that the Makar to the Chiv of Chazar is learned out from Veheshev is a Gzela. So now you have three Gedolim. You have the Mabit, Pnei Yeshua, and the Achiezer learned out that the Makar of Chazar is from Veheshev is a Gzela. Now, Lechoyer, if the Makar is out of Veheshev is a Gzela, just let's play it out. That means if I'm Ma'anu Yuchulilo, I have a Chiv now, it's Veheshev Gzela like any other Gezel. I should be running to you to tell you that, by the way, I have your money, I overcharge you, and here's your money back. The ma'ana should be running to the nisana. Shemano kadovim. I haven't found yet one paisik, one rishon, and one achron who says this halacha. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I haven't found yet one somebody who says this halacha to say that the man is supposed to run after the nizana. There's a mishnah that says akadeshi alataga. Why are we waiting for the akadeshi alataga? The man should be running to the nizana. Here's your money. It's a veish of his exhalon. You have a chiv to give back. Not only that, it's mavur in rishonim that there is no chiv on the man to run back to the nizana. Kama v'kama rishonim. It's not. You're just starting, so it's not kedai to bore you with them. But I just give you one dugma, it's important because you're going to need it for Nun on my base perhaps, is that you'll see there's a machlekes rishonim if by yes and mishtus, when it's din is betul mekach, if the manna could also be chayzen. It's machlekes mechaber ramah, it's machlekes really rishonim, ramam another rishonim, rabbeinu yoina. The mechaber, the ramam shita is that the manna cannot be chayzen until the nis'ana mons his aina. If he mons his aina, it means be aside, you'll see, hamayin. You'll see that the Rambam holds that the Nisana has a schus to mon Aino even by Yosef Mishtos. Beside, he has that right. It's all Ruvain on it, but he has the right. And to block the Nisana's Bakosha of Chazar Aino, the man can now throw in the towel. Okay, it's a bit of Mecca. Till the Nisana comes, he can't be Mevatel Mecca. But if the Nisana mons his Aino, he could be Mevatel Mecca. And so Mavun Rishonim, one of the reasons is, the taitch of the word is, that Kozman in Nisana is not being Teveya, there's nothing wrong with the Mekach. It's a good Mekach. When the Nisana registers his complaint and says, well, I want my money back, so now the Mekach has to be adjusted. Oh, there's something underlying wrong with this Mekach. Oh, it's something wrong, you're playing with the Mekach. I said, and Manu also is being crazy, there's something wrong with the Mekach. I'm definitely oversimplifying it, but that's the word. So if that's the case, if you're going to tell me that even without the Bakashat and the Sanda, there's a Chiv and the Ma'anah to give back the Anah, and he automatically has to adjust the Mekach, then L'chayra, this whole Vod of the Raman doesn't pass. If other the Ma'anah should have a Chiv to give back the Anah right away, and he has the ability to be Mavat to the Mekach right away, because even without the Tviya of the Nisanda, there's something inherently wrong with the Mekach. The shach doesn't hold you don't have to pay back. The shach holds a vadi you have to pay back. He quotes a riyaz. And over there he's just saying that he's understanding there could be that's an inherent mechila. Right. So you want to say that Batum is a chiv heisha, but the reason why the man is never running is because he could assume that there's a mechila. Right. So I could back up Rabbi Yaldi, and like we have the same halacha, let's say, ataz by Ribis and Sheikhad, could be a similar Indian that Kozman, there's no tviya, there's no chiv because we could assume there's aino, maybe a sham mishpah like that. There are problems with this vart. One notably is a Rabbeinu Yoina says that the Rabbeinu Yoina who argues with this Ram, like I just mentioned before, holds that the manna could be chayza by yes mishpah without a tviya, because he says we assume that lo yada de machal, a person's not going to aino de machal al aino, and since he's never going to be machal on his aino, we could assume automatically he will be today as aino, and if he will be today as aino, then I could be mevatel the mekach too. So you see that this mitzvah that you're trying to create by aino, that we could assume he's machal till he's teveya, is mefurish v'kef from Benyan. Benyan spells out clearly, and to say that gufa, ho gufa is in machloik, is a Benyan Rambam, is not mistaven. Okay.
Until he knows about it, you know about it. All right, let me move on.
Another problem with the Pnei Yeshua, this word, to say that it's learned down from the Yeshiva Zagzela, is the Chayim Raim of Freshus on Gemara Fakert. I guess it's right to Rav Moshe Hillel Hirsch. I didn't get a teretz. It's a problem. It's the Gemara in Temura is mavua that when we go through the sugya, being raised back and forth, Yavid Mahani, Yavid Loi Mahani. One of the rays the Gemara brings from Ribbis Ktutza Yetzer B'dayonim is a raya that you see Yavid Loi Mahani. Because why you have to give back to Ribbis? Now the Pnei Yeshua is being mamti a new mitzias, a new gather that Hayoyis Ribbis Gezel V'Anah is learned out from one another. A kochach the dechi veheishav a shtepa gzela avada alayon amikoy and ribis vayinah as well. If that's the case, the Gemara has no verita. What's the Gemara bring a raya? That Yavid loy mahani from Ribbis Ksutz, alta Yavid mahani. You want to know why you have to give back Ribbis? It's because Veshav is Akzela. The same way the Pneshu wants to do by a not, to say, even though we hold Yavid mahani, but the reason why you got to give it back is because Veshav is Akzela. So I have the same problem, I can say the same vote by Ribbis. In fact, the Pneshu says it by Ribbis on Samakala from the base, that's not have a Veshav for Ribbis too. And yet, in the moment of Veshav, that brings a raya from here, Yavid loy mahani. What's the raya here? It's Veshav is Akzela. Lama, you see that could be a moed to Bnei Yeshua that L'Seifa Shodavis Mufusha Mashmoisa to Mufusha Ravan, that Ravad, that there is a Veheshev is a Gzai Labaya, you know, but Ravad, until you have another Makar that tells you that there's a Chiv Hashavis, I know, you can't learn how from Veheshev. First, you have to prove that there's a Chiv Hashavim. By Ribis, we have to prove that there's a Chiv Hashavim. First, prove it. And once we prove it, then now we can say, okay, so it's, you see that it's Me'en Gzail, it's the same Gedorim, same mechanics as Gzela, so it's Niklal and the Veheshev is of Gzela as well. Gzela and Gneva could be there's a Veheshev on that too, even though Veheshev is not on both Gzela and Gneva in the Pasuk. Alright, we showing them. But till we know another Makar, you can't say it's only a Veheshev, it's a Fushra Gemar and Tumur Faket. Chaim says, like me, the what? That Kozman, you don't have another Makar, you can't. Okay.
And then,
right, because you're doing Chaim in the beginning of Ezeh Nesha. Because over there he said, oh, I was talking about Chidush Agah, because in the beginning of Ezeh Neshech, the Gemara gives chalukim why you can't learn one from the other. Rechaim says, he declares, are these chalukim stam adichui? No, it's a different mitzvah. So no, it's different than Ribbis, and Ribbis is different than Gzela, because like the Gemara mentions, the chalukim, it could be learned from Matzah Hashava, but they're different. So Vivite, they're different. They can't learn out Veheshev until you have another Makar. All right. Now to go back to the Etzim Vod of Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Yeshua's Matmiya, Limatzim Bishum, Mefoyish or Paisik to even dance the Shalom, where's the Makar to the Chiv HaShavis Ano? It happens to me to Mefush Ramban Ala Torah. Ramban Ala Torah actually dances where the Chiv Chazaris Ano has come from. And Ramban says two different Makaris. One Makari says that if since you see it, the Torah says, V'chisim kur mimkal ha-mesecha, v'ikonim yad ha-mesecha, atoni yish ha-sachav, v'idach miyad liyad, dafka metalat l'muti kakoyis of Adam Ushtaris. So you see that there's a meat by kakoyis of Adam Ushtaris, which we're going to see later on in Yetzir Hashem, later on in the Perek. And yet the whole parsha, the pasuk, the whole parsha is talking about karka, he's saying selling out a yovel. So Dr. Ramban, avada the love of you know, avada passed by karkois of Adam Ushtaris as well. That's for sure. So the whole meat has to be for something else. So he says, mekam l'manu uchiv chazar, because it's muchach in the pasuk that there must be two dinim. There must be two things here. There's the Issa, but that's Zichah by Karka too. So, and there's something else that's only by Metalton and not by Karka. So what's that something else? I'll call that something else that's a Chiv Chazar. And Dosh State, in this positive, Chinsim Kramiyad, Amisacha, that Miyad Liyad, that Dosh State, that is a Chiv Chazar by Anoa, by Metalton and not by Karka. So it's Makar to the Chiv Chazar. There must be a dinim yuchid b'matalton v'hu chazar samomin that doesn't pass by karka. That's one makar in Ramban. Another makar in the Ramban, he says, could be altogether that chazar's momin, the chazar of ano, is b'yodam el kabbalah. They had a kabbalah, like much misina it sounds like, to have a chiv chazar. So the Pnei Yeshua didn't have this Ramban, but the Ramban has two different hechreichim, two different makaris to chiv chazar, either one, the hechrech of the meat by matalton, or stamazayt Allah Kamash Misinai. Another Nukuda, the Chiv Chazara, could be learned out as a Riyaz. The Riyaz says, in the Piskei Riyaz, he has Kuntras Arayas, at the end of the Masech, he has Kuntras Arayas. If you look in the Perek, in the Rai number Tes, it's going to get to the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, in an Aleph, I'm an Aleph, I'm an Abayz, and how we paskin. Given look at Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether it's a Nafkamin, how we paskin, whether it's Isra or Momin, what's I know, is I not considered a Momin or Isra. Meji says the Tikkun Makhlek is Yishayinim. Over there he says, he thinks that Avad it's only Momin. And he has a blitz. This is a Shita's Yachid, but it's, I want to share with the Elim. He says, the Lav of Leisainu is Dinahu. That Pasuk Leisainu is not the Leisur. It's not even Bechlal and Issa. Shtenish in that Pasuk Issa. The whole Pasuk is only a Din. It's only a Halacha that you have to give it back. Veinu Muzar Melanis Lechaveh. If you can find somebody who's willing to buy it for you for more, Gezintayt, you're allowed to overcharge him. It's not an issa b'chalal. The whole pasuk is loisainu that when he wants his money back, he wants to fix the mekach, don't withhold his money back. You got to give it to him. It's a din that you have to give him back the money. So kumtais, like the riyaz, It's a mafursha pasuk. The whole pasuk is only the chiv mamin and not the lav and not the azara. Now, like I said, it's a shita zyaka. The Torah, Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, avada de zeis I know. The many amitzas avada de zalav and I know. But at least we have another makar that the chazaris mamin is learned out from a mafursha pasuk. Because the whole pasuk was a din. There's another. If you look up, there's a Rashbam and Baba Basra a nine chesam and aleph. When he quotes over Rabbi Zeinu, the pshat of Rabbi Zeinu, it's mavur in the Rashbam. He says the davar pasha, it's muskum. You can't even argue. There's davar pasha muskum that there's a chiv chazaris anah by shtus because of the pasuk of al toino. But yes, mishnah is good. Hoshayla, but by shtus is zikah chiv chazaris al shteit in the pasuk of al toino. Does that mean from the Rashbam that somewhere in this pasuk of al toino shteit a chiv chazar? I'm not happy to say that he holds like the shita ziyachad the riyos. I would want to touch up the Rashbam. It could work for us. Sorry? So to mean the Yavad Lo Mahani, I mentioned before, we have problems with Yavad Lo Mahani. Lomai, like the Moshe Inu Ladai to all these cases. And also I'm going to show you later on in the second half that you can't even say Yavad Lo Mahani. The pshat doesn't work even in Lomdis, but we'll get to it. But in a Kalam, it might have worked out. But it's a top of Ayin Chesem and Alv, the Rashbam. I want to touch this beer, you could argue with it, but my understanding is like sort of a pshara, and that is that the Rashbam understood that the pasuk of Leisainu, the love of Leisainu, is not a one-time love. The love of Leisainu is that steady, you should not be taking advantage of somebody else. Bein b'shas ha-mekach, bein l'ach ha-mekach. Whether it means taking the money from him, b'shas ha-mekach, or withholding the return of the money, l'ach ha-mekach. That's the love. There's a love. You shouldn't do it by withholding his return of his money. So licked in the lav, stayed in this lav, also a chiv chazara. It's not only b'shas the mechir, it's even after the mechir. But does it, like just like the riyos holds, that the whole lav is only afterwards, l'chazara's moment, the Rambam davar, it's a lav, but that's the lav. The lav is b'shas the mechak and after the mechak, don't withhold his money, don't take advantage of him. Not returning his money that you ripped off him is also taking advantage of him, it's also yano. And it's not... Sorry? I don't have to run. When he's tevei for me, I don't have to. And it's rather, you look, it's not for now. There's a traces or touches up a Rashi on the Bezum and Aleph. You'll see the traces learned up in Rashi, a new dogma that Rashi learned that the love of Elinor, you're allowed to overcharge somebody. You're just now allowed to overcharge somebody with the intention of not returning the money should he want his money back. If he doesn't want his money back, he doesn't want to adjust the price, mutter lechatchila to overcharge somebody. But if he wants his money back, lechatchila, when you sell him the chayfet, you shouldn't be overcharging with the kavanah that should he want his money back, I'm going to withhold his money back. That is the love of the Torah. It's me'ain this type of avar. I mean, you see from this Rashi also, our other point, that you're not mechiv to run after him. You're allowed to overcharge him, like that. You're allowed to overcharge him, just... If he wants his money back, then you shouldn't be an answer. Then you shouldn't be menei his money back. Then you have to give it back. But if lechatchila you have that in mind to give it back, it's mutter lechatchila. Good. Just like the riyaz, well, we're going to get to it. What's there? But just like the riyaz, you see that the riyaz held. That the Dash state in the Pasek later on when he wants his money back or takes his Rashi, so Rashbam holds it like that also. He doesn't, when we say the Mekka, he has the ability to readjust the Mekka, and we're going to see, you know, I'll discuss it after we do the second part, I think we'll get a lot clearer. All right, and if you have this Yisoid, if you look at a Ritvon, keep in mind, there's a Ritvon in Aleph and Mebeis, when he handles the Rishonim, well, he passes him like Rav Shmu, because he says, it's a Mamin, and he says a word, because Al Toinu. You see over there, it's Shtikam Mashmois, unless you have a different shot in the Ritva, but with this Hezbo, the Rashbam, the Ritva would be Miyosha. Otherwise, it's Chaysa Havana, what the Ritva is trying to do. All right, let's go to the second half. We know, we mentioned this Gemara, the Gemara says in Nazir Neshek that the love of Ribbis Gezel Vanoz is learned out from each other. Tzadashovish Ibnain, it's all a Chesor Mamun Shem Mechasas Chaver, Rashi says, but you know, I'm being Mechasas Chaver. How being Mechasas Chaver, right? I'm creating a psiko. Which is not correct. I'm creating a psika that psika is wrong and is going to cause you a chesaron mamon. That is the love of Eino. So I want to clarify. Good. We know that Eino is chesaron mamon chaver. It's me'en gzeil. It's a type of gzeil. I'm stealing from you. But what am I stealing? Let's take a... Am I stealing the money or am I stealing the chayfetz? And it could be side by moicha, side by lekek. Let me give you a dogma. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Let's say a seller sells something which is worth $5 and he sells it for $6. So he got an extra dollar. What was the ma'aseh gzeila? Was the ma'aseh gzeila in the $6? He stole the $6. Or, look, he charged $6. That was the deal. The deal was $6. So there's nothing wrong with the $6. The $6 is fine. The problem is that the ha'yoseh ter is mechayiv. Never to overcharge. You always have to be fair. If you're taking $6, then you have to deliver $6 worth of goods. And you only delivered $5 worth of goods. So the gzeila is in the $6 worth of goods that you didn't deliver. Is a gzeila in the money, or is a gzeila in the chayfetz? And who then you have the shaila feked? What happens if a buyer buys something which is worth $6 and he pays $5? What was the gzeila? Was the gzeila in the money? That is, he was supposed to pay $6 and he withheld the $6. So he's stealing that $6 that he didn't ultimately pay. Or is the gzeila in the chayfetz? Lamaisi only paid $5 and he walked home with $6 worth of shavis in the chayfetz. So the $6 in the shavis of the chayfetz, he stole. He stole the chayfetz. Shishas a chayfetz, but he stole that chayfetz. Either the psika. What do you mean? Why not? That with I made a psika zamecha. I made that psika zamecha. That's. I made the psika. Everything is totally b'shas a psika even before the guy pays that. You're already over the lot. But that psika zamecha is causing you a chesaron moment. How is that? Either chesaron moment is that you won't be delivered your goods, or the chesaron moment is I took too many goods. Michael, okay. Who said it exists? Well, you made up. You made up to sell $6 worth of a chayvitz. What do you mean it doesn't exist? If the Torah is mechayiv you to give shavyas and you didn't deliver the shavyas, so come tell us, you made a ma'aseh gzeila in the chayvitz. And that shavyas they didn't deliver. It's all in the psika, but the chesaron of the psika that you did, we was exhaling the psika. In the chelek ha-psika that you didn't deliver $6 worth of goods. All right, let's flesh this out a little bit and you'll see what I mean. Let's go back to Pnei Shum and Kuschenek. That the Vodas is Yavid Loi Mahani. I charge you $6. It's only worth $5. Yavid Loi Mahani, Chatosi, Visi, Peshate, I got to give it back. What am I giving back? Fusha Mishon, I'm giving back money. Well, if the gzeila is in the chayfetz that I didn't deliver, then the tikkun of the i'avid le'mahani should be to deliver more chayfetz. And that's not the halacha. The halacha is I deliver money. So if I have to be mechazaris mamon, I have to give you back money, is a raya that if you're going to learn the yisoides of the i'avid le'mahani, is a raya must be the i'avid, the loisavid, the gzeila shaboy is in the money. And who are then by the buyer? When the buyer paid $5 for a $6 item, what did he rip off the seller? Would he rip off the seller in the chayfetz or in the money? Well, if you're going to tell me he ripped off the seller in the chayfetz because he stole the sixth of the chayfetz that he took home with him, then the other lamani should be, I have to cut off part of the chayfetz, if it's divisible, let's say it's something, a flower, I don't know, many objects, I should have to give back 1/6 of the item back to the seller. The other lamani, I stole the item, I have to give back the item. And that's simply not true. The halacha is avad, you only have to give back money. So if the halakha is you have to give back money, so it must be the loisavid is in the money. It means like the Pnei Yishunim and Kaskinach, it's mukhak, that they learned that the gzeila, side by the moikah, side by the lakeach, the gzeila dekayinah is in the money. It's either he took too much money, or he should have given more money, which he didn't give. Lemais, it's also Evan Ozel. Evan Ozel says that when a buyer buys, at least on the buyer's end, when he buys, and he underpays, and he's ma'ana the seller, the Evan Ezel over here in Perikir Beit, Alok Aleph says, when he talks about whether the gzeil is ben or not ben, he says, you can't tell me that when a buyer is underpaying a seller that the gzeil is not ben. It's impossible. The Metzius is not shayek. Because he said the whole gzeil is in the money that you didn't pay. So that's always ben. Whatever was b'shas tamekak is still kind. You're around, pay that $6 that you're supposed to have paid, b'shas tamekak. You can't tell me that the gzeil now became not ben. It doesn't pass the whole Metzius. You see from the Avinoza that he learned that the gzeila, that the lekeach, at least that half, that the lekeach did to the maicha, the gzeila is in the $6 that he didn't pay. No, it's tuluya b'mekach, because that's why we have to make up the psika. But where is the maisa gzeila? If I blew the mekach, because everything is it revolves around the chayfetz, but where's the ma'aseh gzeila? What did I do wrong to you? I did wrong to you is I didn't give you the $6 that I withheld. That is, the gzeila is in the $6, and that $6 can never be not benzok to Evan Ozel, because You still owe that $6 like you owed it b'shas to Mecca. All right. However, you're going to see that Rishonim hold not like this. Let's start. There's a Rashmi Shans in Bahar, Yuchas Rashmi Shans, and you look up the Bahar Pashas Gimel Halacha Gimel. The Toris Kahanim says that there's a meat for shtoris. There's no Eino by shtoris. Zok to Rashmi Shans. What is this meat for? What do I need this meat of shtoris for? He says, Al Kochaka must be only if I overcharge you when I sell you a shtar choif. Because if you're going to tell me that the case was that I underpaid, I bought it for less, I bought a $6 shtar, and I only paid you $5. So like that, for that I need a meat, a posik, a posik to, what did I steal? I stole the shards. So it's kosher came from Seif Shtareis of Shokhaveri, or it's a dogma, you don't say kosher came. Just like we see by Seif Shtareis of Shokhaveri, that's Nishmevi Garmi, it's nothing. What did I do? I was a mazik you that you can't collect your choif. That's only Garmi at best. Avada, that's not gzelo. Avada, I don't need a meat apostle for that. Even without a kroy, even without a meat apostle, avada, I would know that there's no yono if I underpay for a shtar. Because what did I do? I shtared you on your shtar, so that's legar from Sarif. I could have burnt the shtar if I wanted to. Akoki sif in this Rashmi Shans, and what does he want? If you're going to learn like these achrayim, that the gzelo was in the $6 that I didn't pay, I was withholding that $6, so then. What's the tushal to Seif Shtareis of Shkaveya? No tushal. The gzeil is in the money. The gzeil has nothing to do with the shtar. The shtar just kaveya. The chayfis, hamega, just kaveya, how much I'm supposed to be paying you. But where's the gzeil? The gzeil is in the dollar that I don't pay. So I stole real money. I stole that dollar. It's like any other baal chayfis doesn't. I stole real money. If I stole real money, avad it's gzeil. Avad it would be unknowable if it wouldn't be for this miyat akra. What does this Rashmi Shans want? You see in the Rashmi Shans, not like these achrayim. You see that when a buyer underpays a seller, the Maisik Zeil is in the shtar. The Maisik Zeil is because I took home a shtar worth $6 and I only paid $5. So that extra dollar in the shtar, that $6 of the shtar I stole from you. I ended up cheating you, ripping you off on that shtar, on that chelik of a shtar. Memele Zok to Rashmi Shans, beautiful. It's legar from Sarei Shreis to Shechaver. What do I need the meat for? The Zaraya, that by at least by the buyer's end, that the gzeil is in the chayf, it's not like these achrayim. Leider kiso hayosi zetstein the meat aposik for when the seller overcharged, and that he's fine. He doesn't have a problem with soyish teresa shukave on that end. So let's play it out. I took a shtar which was worth $6, and I charged you $7. And he said that's fine, and that's why I need a meat akra. If you're going to learn that on the seller's end, it's just like the buyer's end. If you're going to learn that the seller's end also. The gzeil is in the chayfetz. I should have delivered you $6 worth of chayfetz. I should have delivered you the extra dollar worth of the shtar. Then he has the same problem. That end is also, what did I do? I stole from you a chelik of the shtar that I didn't deliver. So it's vital to say, so why do I need a meat akra? And the Ma'i sees in Rashi Mishanta into Santa Chilik. He holds that by the seller, the gzeil is in the money taka. I overcharge you, I took an extra dollar from you, the gzeil is in the money. Mashenkin by the buyer, when the buyer cheats the seller, there the gzeila is in the chayfetz. On the buyer's end, the gzeila is in the chayfetz, and on the seller's end, the gzeila is in the money. Halidavu, it's charyim badna. I think it's a davu muzba, it's very simple. It's because the association that the seller and the buyer have are opposites. The buyer is taking the seller's item, and the seller is taking the buyer's money. So when the buyer takes the seller's item, the gzeila is in the chayfetz, and when the seller takes the buyer's money, the gzeil is in the money. But at least you see in the Rashi Shans this chilek, that at least on the buyer's end, the gzeil is in the chayfetz, and on the seller's end, the gzeil is in the money. Now agav, you know, the Rashi Shans zim zan fapashas, it's just like Seif Shereis HaShukaveri, I know we're not doing Garmi here, but l'chayre, the Rashi Shans to me is one of the biggest chedushim, because Seif Shereis HaShukaveri, pshat is, the reason why it's only Garmi, pashat pshat is because the chayv is still kayim. The loiv still owes you money. The key to the chayv, your raya on the chayv was the shtar. I messed you up on the raya, and mele, the loiv likely will stiff you because you don't have the proof. But I didn't shtar the chayv at all. Lo yitzur, I could somehow burn the chayv. It's a davish yesha, but theoretically, if I could burn the chayv, avad al chayv, that should be regular mazik. So I'm not, the reason why it's not is because I didn't burn the chayv. I burnt your raya, so now you can't get to the chayv. So that's why it's only garmi. Well, in the case of a no, if I purchased the shtar from you and I underpaid, but the shtar's transfer was legit. The shtar went from you to me. So now I own the shtar chayv. I own the chayv, the underlying chayv in the shtar. You don't own the chayv anymore. So I stole from you not just the shtar, I stole from you the underlying chayv. That chayv is not yours. To say that that's chayv sheretz kavanah, that's gami, it's a pella. It's mazik. I stole from you the chayv. I didn't stole from you the shtar, I stole from you the actual chayv. So I thought that you should need a meat even on that end as well. Sorry? The shibud of the ganzer chayv, like that, but that's not the chayv. The chayv is on the mensch, right? Just the shibud we I can collect from is there. But here, I'm transferring over the actual shibud aguf, that whatever the chayv represents, I'm taking that chayv from you too. So the chayv should be a regular ma'isek zeila on real chayv, not just on the shtar shavoy. No, because the chayv is still, there's still a shibud aguf on the person. Just as a shibud mumen on the side. I set up a situation, he'll never be able to pay back, but the chayv is still kain. He just will never be able to repay it. So it's a terrible avla. Good, but it's still, it's only indirect or direct. It's mamish garama. It's a garmi, but it's not a gzela. This is a real gzela. This I'm taking the cut. All right, it's not for now. When you learn garmi, just remember this Rashi Mishans. All right, I want to bring. Oh, 1 second. I'll get to that. Beautiful. That's my next Ryan. Okay, you're talking about Tosfos in Ribbis. The meter shtaris is like the Rashi Nansi is saying, when I overpay for a shtar, the seller didn't do anything. He overcharged me. He didn't do anything wrong. The chayv with the shtar. What do you mean? What's it mean? Because it's not gufa mamin, because it's not ben. It's not tangible. So whatever the meat is for shtar is what you're going to see. Because it's not gufa mamin, that passes on the chayv too. Because the chayv is not gufa mamin. So I'm saying, so you see the Nerash Mishnah like you see that when the seller is delivering, the gzeil is in the money that he's taking from the lekeach shleikadin, and when the lekeach is underpaying, the gzeil is in the chayfis that he's taking from the seller. The buyer. Which was the buyer or the seller?
He bought $6 worth of. He paid $6. He only had $5 worth of shtar.
So the seller.
So what did he hold back? He held back shtar. Maybe he held back.
So you see from the Rashi Mishnah that Taka in Ekonomi, it's Domem. You're not holding back the Shavis, you're holding back Zaitig of payment. Right? Actually, you're not taking back Zaitig because I was never contractually obligated to give you payers. I was, as I stole from you the extra dollar that I took from you.
But
if the Torah says I have to be fierce, I'm only supposed to be taking $5 of the shtar from you, and I took $6. I took the extra dollar. No, I never made up to sell you pears. I made up to sell you a shtar. So I'm a chiv to sell you a shtar. How much shtar? It's either how much shtar do I have to deliver or how much money am I allowed to take for the shtar. You see from the Rashi Mishnah that on the seller's end, it's how much money is allowed to take for the shtar, and he took too much. So the gzeil is in the money. All right, let's.
I'm not taking for the shtar. The
shtar was, it was a mekach. So the mekach was transferred by. I now own the shtar. I only stand the chayv. There's nothing wrong, like Mendy pointed out before. Avadai, the mechir went through. Avadai, I own the chayfitz. Just dinam amanosa, I could readjust the price, whatever it is. But where did I go wrong? Why did I make this epsika, this bad psika? So which chelik of it is bad? By the buyers, and the chelik which is bad is that he took too much from the moicha, which is that he took too much shtar. And from the sellers, and he took too much from the buyer, which is that he took too much money. All right, let me bring you another Rai. The Rai is in the beginning of Ezeil Neshek. The Gemara learns out, like I told you before, Gezel, I know a ribbis from one from the other. The Gemara says, so why do I need a lot for Gezel? Typically, from a no ribbis, that's how the Shavash of then. Fractasis, what's the Gemara's kasha? I have a simple teretz. We know that there's no Yano by Avodim. It's a meat of Yano by Avodim. It's a Mishnah. So I need to pass it by Gezel to tell me if there's a lot of Gezel by Avodim. Zay Fractasis, B'lai Shrein. So Tais is understood that the meat of Ano by Avodim state that the Chelek HaGezel of Ano, that's by Avodim, doesn't pass. It means there's a meat HaKro that the Gzele Shaboy doesn't work because he's stealing an Eved. So Memele Zaktais is, you can't learn out Gezel from Ano and Ribis, because if you see that by Ano, the Gzele of the Ano is not a problem when he's stealing Eved, so I would have thought that stealing an Eved outright is also not a problem. Kamash Malan the Pasuk, that there is a Gezel by an Eved. Now, where is this gezel by the eved? What's the case? I'm a buyer. I bought an eved from you, and I underpaid. I was supposed to pay 6, and I only paid 5. So what did I steal from you? If you learn again, like these achrenim, that I stole the $6 that I didn't pay. So it's nothing. The meat v'shteit by an eved has nothing to do, because there's no gzela by an eved. It means the Torah is like chosh for the chisaron moment of an eved. That's not the word. That's a zikha not the word, because there's nothing wrong in the eved. The problem is in the money that I'm supposed to pay for the eved. And it's regular stealing money. Just it's the same stealing as if I underpaid for fruits and for kelim and for other things. It's the same $6 that I'm stealing. There's no chilek. Al kokar, what is it? It must. If it would be like that, it would be stomach. There is a kosef that the Torah doesn't care when you're stealing money for an eved. Good, but the gzeil is in the money, not in the eved. But if you see from Taisa that Taisa has learned that if there's a mir akrab by anor, you can't learn out the gzeil shabai by avodim to regular gzeila. Our kolchas tais have learned that by anor, when there's nismayit akrab by anor, is also a gzeila on the gzeila is on the eved. That means when the buyer underpays for the eved, what he's doing is he's taking a $6 shabbos of the eved to relate it in. He was supposed to have paid 6, he only paid 5, so he's only entitled to $5 worth of eved. If he took the $6 worth of eved, he stole more eved. If he stole more eved, so the gzeil is on the eved, and dosh date in the mita krad that doesn't only know by avodim, because the Torah doesn't care about stealing that chelik of an eved, because the Torah doesn't care about stealing avodim by a noah. So Torah says, so you would never be able to learn to gzeila, because the Torah doesn't care about stealing avodim. Kamashmul in the pasuk that there's a special ribu yakra that there's gezel by avodim. But if you learn like these achrayim that the gezel is in the money shaboy, it has no verta. The whole thing doesn't make sense. No, because I told you, the mechila also talks like a zikha by the shasta psika. Avada is not the money that later on he takes. Avada, the lab was already transgressed at the shasta at the mecca. Even then, because the gzeila zikha, when I say, is it the chelik of the eved, the chelik of the chepetz, or the chelik of the money, I don't mean the money shpeta. What I mean is b'shasta mecca, the psika shabai, which chelik of psika is wrong. If I set up a dynamic that you owe me an eved, or that I owe you money, that was the maisa gzeila. The maisa gzeila was that you were mechayiv the lokeach to pay extra money which you don't deserve before you even paid. Why not? You're Michael. That's chus that I have to adjust the mecca and readjust the mecca and now say the price is really 5 and get back my dollar. That chelik that you owe me that dollar, I'm going to be Michael. I have a right to be Michael then. Because yeah, but it's unfortunately true. It's Magash Fakert, and there's a lot of Fakert. Yeah, but not because it's time. He wants to say that since you didn't pay, how does it pass Machila? Okay, yeah, I know. No, I know. But I'm saying that I know that he said, but I'm just saying that Zichet Laloch is not like that, and Rishonim Avru not like that, and the Achronim Avru not like that. The tour is the tour before is not like that. Was it in the Reish Chof? I forgot where it was. Early not like that. It's Kamira is not like that, but because. Avad everything is in the psika, but we're talking about which chelik psika did I with the avla. The avla was in the chelik psika that I didn't deliver. The chelik psika was the money that I was mechayiv you to give. That I obligate even before I take it, but I was mechayiv you to give. What chelik psika was the ma'aseh gzeila? No, Marsha, what would be faket? I know this is only theoretic, but what would be faket? Let's understand the choices. What would be if I buy a car from you and I'm supposed to be paying the omakas? I'm not paying money. I don't have money to pay you. It's the barter system. When I'm paying for you, I made up, I'm going to pay you 5 avodim for your car. And really, your car is worth 6 avodim. What's the halacha? Avad it is, I know. I underpaid for your car. And where was the ma'aseh gzeila? If there could be such a psikas hamekach, where would be the ma'aseh gzeila? Like these achrayim in the eved, I withheld from you the 6th eved that I was supposed to have paid you for. Okay, you can get out of it. I'm just saying, just to bring out the point, the ma'aseh gzeila is in the eved that I was supposed to pay you. And avada there is, I know over there. So you see that had they been right, and Taisa has no verita, the gzeila has nothing to do with the eved shabai. The gzeila would be just stamming the money, and it would be stamming gzeila because that on a mecca called an eved, we don't care about the gzeila on the money. But Alamai, you see from Taisis, not like the Achrayim, you see like the Rashmi Shans, that when the Lekeak underpays the seller, the Gzeil is in the Chavis. Now, Be'emes, Reb Chaim already asked the Kash on Taisis. Chaim over there, Chedush Agrak HaLashas, in this Taisis, and Chazanish, it's similar Kasha. Reb Chaim Techadvarim, he says, you'll see, it's Meduig, that on the Chelik with the Lekeak, it's being Ma'ana, the seller, he's underpaying. That Reb Chaim understood Taisis, because the Gzeil is Taka in the Eved. The gzeil is tak in the chepetz. not like these Achronim. But Chaim is, the Taisa is still Shvet, because see, on the other way around, when the seller overcharges the buyer, there's also Mita Krah by Avadim by Einol. What did the seller do wrong? So Chaim, the seller, is stealing the $6. If he's stealing $6, who stayed here the meat in the Avadim? Who stayed here only a meat in the Dummim for a Chayfit called a Mecca of an Evet? So Chaim, he doesn't know what Taisis wants. Where does Taisis see that there's a Mi'at HaKroa by Ano? For Avadim, the Mi'at HaKroa has nothing to do with the Maisek Zeila that there's no Chasar Mom in an Evet. The Mi'at HaKroa has to do that on a Mecca called an Evet. It's Xeris HaKosov, there's no Ano. But not because Avodim are not stealable, that we don't care about it, because you see, when the seller overcharges the buyer, there too you have the meat, even though the seller is not stealing Evet, he's stealing money. So you see in Reb Chaim, Mamish is Mechavet to Rash Mishans, this chilek, that the buyer, when the buyer is stealing Chayfetz. Mashenka, when the seller is stealing money, Mamilefek Reb Chaim, what does Taisis want? If you're stealing money, then it's not Tushtel to Gezel. Now to answer Reb Chaim's kasha, Yesh Makom Loimer, that the Taisis went all the way. The Taisa said that the seller is just like the buyer. Just like the buyer, when he's stealing chayfetz. When the seller is also stealing chayfetz. He's stealing the $6 worth of goods that he was supposed to deliver. He didn't deliver. So there's Saiva Lekeachs, you know, of Gzela, and Saiva Mekas, you know, of Gzela. Both of them are in the chayfetz. And Mamela's Taisa is very good. That's Hayois, there's a Mi'a Takra by, you know, of Avodim. Does that mean that the Taisa is not Makbid on Gzela of Avodim? Because both ways I'm stealing the Evid Shavai. I'm a male effect Isis, so I need the pasuk by Gzela for Evet. But you see, Rechaim didn't learn like that. Rechaim went Taka, he's Machaven to the Rash Mishans. And it's not just this. I have a few more ayahs if you have Gadot. There's a Nesivis. Oh, there are many Nafkaminis, Lamaisa. One is, well, first of all, this is just, all this is a raya. Whether you could take this all the way or halfway, you see, all this cannot be, that you cannot say the pshat, the makor of Yovid Lemahani is from here, because that can't be. Okay, you want to know a practical nafkamina? I'll give you a practical nafkamina. Nafkamina is, there's a nesivis in Shin Lamed Beis Sivkot and Gimel. I'd rather not go too deep, but you'll look it up for yourself. It's not here, but Betech HaDrom, when nesivis wants to talk about, when you na'ana poyolim, and you underpay poyolim, you made a tfisa shalei b'shus, and it's nafkaminis on the tfisa shalei b'shus, Teich HaDrom, the Nesiva says that Hayosu ma'ana the poyolim, when you hide the poyolim out, and you should have paid them $10, you only paid them $8, so the Nesiva is that the Eino is mevulag. The Nesiva is you were tefis the meleches ha-poyolim shalei b'shus. The gzeilo was in the meleches ha-poyolim, it was a nafkamina legabi tfisa, and you made a tfisa on the meleches ha-poyolim shalei b'shus. I mean, Melo, Dr. Zivis said enough, give me whatever he had on, that the Tishal of Ashur is Lemahani. But you see, Teich HaDrom from the Zivis, the Zabazak, that when a buyer buys something and he underpays, or when the Balabas hires a payal, which is the same thing, he's buying the work of the payal and he underpays, he's being soik of the work of the payal and he underpays, what he's underpaying in, what he's stealing is the Melechas HaPayalim, is the Shivi of the Chayfetz, of the payal, of the service of the payal, the Maisi Daim of the payal, that he didn't deserve because he didn't pay it. Melo, Dr. Zivis, it blives the Tishal of Ashur on that Chalik. Had you said the other way around, the Malachas HaPoylem is Kedin. Yitaka deserves to work for me. He's supposed to work for me. That was the Yotmach. I just withheld from him the $6, the $10, whatever it is. So I stole from Zaytika money. It wasn't a Tvisa Shalai B'Shus. But as even says, it's a Tvisa Shalai B'Shus on the Malachas HaPoylem, because the Gzela is done in the Malachas HaPoylem. Sorry? Because like I said before, it's not Veishiv. It's other Makaris, Ramban, whatever the other Makaris are. After we know the other Makaris, comes on Veshev Zegzel and tells that it passes over there too. But first, find out what the Chiv Chazar is on. If we know that the Chiv Chazar is on money, both ways, that was the Halach Moshe Messina, whatever the Makaris, so that's how Chazal understood it. So now Veshev goes to Taich up that Chiv Chazar's Mammon is with the Veshev as well, just like Gazel. It's Moshe and the other Lamani, but. So, but that's what we're touching up. We're touching up with the love is on. We're touching up with the love. Oh, you mean if you love like that? Yeah. All right. Bedarga, Badraga. Which one is more shre? The ma'ase to mafusha chazen yecheska as well. You can look it up. It's in the paragimel halacha kes. The chazen yecheska spells out clearly that when a buyer underpays a seller, the gzela is not in the money. The gzela is in the $6. That he took from the seller, the $6 of Shavuos in the Mekach that he took from the seller without paying. So at the end of the day, He only goes from the bar he's in, correct. At the end of the day, it's like this, that from the Pnei Yeshua, Minchas Chinuch, you see that both ways is the money. And from the Evan to Azal, at least you see from when the buyer's end, he's stealing is in the money. However, from the Rashmi Shans, it's Mavur, that's Chaluk, that the buyer is stealing the Chafetz, but the seller is stealing money. And we explain the Zav HaPasha because that's what the buyer is taking from the seller, and that's what the seller is taking from the buyer. And from Tosis, you see at least halfway, I led to the Rechaim's Tosis, you see the Chalapak is that way, that the buyer's end, the buyer is stealing the Chafetz. And could be to answer B'chaim, it might not be so good in the Sugi V'ezan Nasher, but at least it's sad to entertain a Teresa of Chaim's Kash will be to say it went all the way that the seller's end is also in the Chafetz. And we have other eyes from the Nesivis and the Chazon Yechaz also that the Gzeil is in the Chafetz. At the end of the day, you have a Chevel of Yishenim V'Gdele Achreinim Mahod that the Gzeil is in the Chafetz. And Imri Shemho, if that's the case, like we discussed, and it doesn't pass the whole Vod, Yavad Lemani, because you see that the Chiv Chazar is only on money and not on the Chafetz. And the Olam is asking good, but it's less sure that depending on what the Makar is, if it's Laisayin or whatever it is, could be it's also a shtick of money. If the Laisayin is on the Chafetz, why is the Chazar on the money? It's okay, but it's not Asher, it will be Yavad Lemani.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.